Howard 100 News presents Lieberman Live. The headlines, the experts, the whack pack. Now, here's your host, John Lieberman.
Hi there. We have a very big show today. I am John Lieberman, and we are a news show like none other. And we are so glad that you're here. Our big, big story coming up in just 2 minutes. We have two of them, actually. It's the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. How did that terror event change our society? And our second big, big story, are companies doing enough to protect your personal information? We will debate it. Our expert guest, privacy and data security attorney Scott Vernick. His company has a new app that could help keep you safe from those kind of thefts. Our Whack Pack panel, speech impediment man, and the debut of Melrose Larry Green. We welcome him. And first, as we do each and every day, we will whip it around with the headlines.
Lieberman Live. Rapid Fire.
President Obama honoring the victims and survivors of the Boston Marathon bombings today. Today, of course, marking 1 year since those two homemade bombs went off near the finish line of the race, killing three, injuring more than 100. Up in Boston, survivor Jeff Bauman took out a full-page ad in the Boston Herald newspaper saying in part, quote, "Thank you, Boston. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for kicking ass. Thank you for proving that nothing will ever stop us from being who we are." Melrose Larry Green, you are from Boston. How did this tragedy change that city?
Well, let me just say that I'm not from Boston. I went to college in Boston. I went to Brandeis University, and I live near Watertown. I think it made the city more united, and I think what it did is it made everybody in Boston feel that what happened could have happened to anybody. You know, I've run lots of marathons. I even ran the Boston Marathon once, and I think it united Boston.
The man accused of killing three people in shootings at Jewish centers in Kansas is now charged with capital murder, being held on $10 million bail. As we reported yesterday, the DA saying today Frazier Glenn Cross could face the death penalty, but reiterating it's too early to say if he will seek that. Speech impediment man, should the DA go for the death penalty?
Yeah, they should go for the death penalty.
Overseas to Ukraine, Russia declaring Ukraine is on the brink of civil war. Melrose Larry Green, can anything be done to stop that scenario?
Yeah, we can get a president that knows what he's doing. This Obama is the weakest person in the world, and there's no difference between Putin and what Hitler did in World War II, taking over the Sudetenland.
To Malaysia, the air and surface search for debris winding down. It will be completed in the next few days. The head of the search and recovery effort saying chances of finding wreckage have, quote, greatly diminished. Speech impediment man, what should the next step be?
You know, I mean, it's not our problem. If Malaysia doesn't care about it, then we can care.
And it's tax day. If you've waited till the very last minute and can't get your return submitted by midnight, you can, of course, file for a six-month extension. The IRS says this year's average tax refund is about $2,800. Melrose Larry Green, people complaining this year more than ever about how complicated it is to do your taxes. Should the tax code be reformed?
Oh, not only should it be reformed, the IRS should be dismantled. We should have a flat tax, 10%. Well, you made $10,000, you pay $1,000. You made $15 million, pay $1.5 million, of course.
Now to our spotlight issues of the day.
Lieberman Live, the big, big story.
As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, we have two of them. First, the anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. And then, are companies doing enough to protect your personal information, especially with all of the latest data breaches? We sent Fred the Elephant Boy out to the streets to see what you're saying about that issue. Listen.
Hi.
Lieberman Live. Fred the Elephant Boy.
This is Fred.
On the street.
Are companies doing enough to protect your personal information?
Does the U.S. protect your personal information?
Are companies doing enough to protect your personal information?
No. I don't think so, because there's too much information getting out into the public domain that shouldn't be there. Especially banks, stuff, mislaying stuff, and yeah.
Now to our featured guest.
Lieberman Live, the experts.
He is Scott Vernick. He's a partner at the well-known law firm of Fox Rothschild, and he's head of that firm's privacy and data security practice. Scott, I want to get to the Boston bombing and the privacy issues in a moment, but I got to read you this first from the front page of the Washington Post. Quote, efforts to fix the notorious Heartbleed bug threaten to cause major disruptions to the internet over the next several weeks as companies scramble to repair encryption systems on hundreds of thousands of websites at the same time. You're an expert in this stuff. How bad is this going to be?
I don't know, John, but listening to that description, I just got a major migraine. Hey, listen, you know, this Heartbleed thing might be a big thing. It might not be a big thing. I mean, this is about, you know, lots of websites use this, use what they call open, secure socket layer encryption to encrypt the data on the website so that your personal information, like your payment information, your bank information, you know, doesn't end up in the wrong hands. But I want to tell you something. I read some reports over the weekend that, you know, notwithstanding that there's a vulnerability there, that whether or not you can actually use the vulnerability to go in and get the good stuff, I think that's, you know, I think that's highly in question.
Well,
that,
look, there's been.
Said, go ahead, John.
Well, look, Scott, you know this better than anybody. There's been nothing but bad news about the vulnerabilities of digital data lately. You had Heartbleed, we just talked about in December, Target announcing 40 million people's credit and debit card info had been compromised in January. Neiman Marcus says it was hacked and reported the theft of another million credit and debit cards. Is this problem getting worse, or are we just hearing about it more?
Well, look, there's no doubt that we're much more sensitive to it and we're much more aware of it. Plus, there's a tremendous amount of pressure, both political and regulatory, on companies in the United States, you know, to report data breaches. So, you know, companies doing business want to be very careful that they're not caught in the crosshairs of some government investigation or some regulatory enforcement action. So it's out there. And I just think that people ought to be careful, though. I don't want to underplay the Heartbleed thing, but I don't want to overplay it. You know, it has caused some damage. Will it cause as much damage as people think? You know, it's just hard to say. Like I've said, I've read some reports, you know, that it's being overplayed, but companies are serious about making sure that their web traffic is encrypted, and so I'm sure that they're taking remedial steps or appropriate steps to investigate whether or not the Heartbleed infects their particular website.
Tell me briefly, Scott, about this new app that you have. I know it's geared toward companies, but in effect, it should help consumers too.
Yeah, so Fox Rothschild put out Data Breach 411. The whole point of it is that when a company responds to a data breach, there's no federal statute right now that governs what it has to do. You have to look at the statutes of the laws in 46, now 47 states, with Kentucky just passing its own data breach notification statute. So our whole thing was, hey, let's put an app together that puts all this stuff, all this information about what you're supposed to do in one convenient place. So tap, tap, tap. If I have a problem in New York, you know, I can see what New York requires me to do. Tap, tap, tap. I can look at California, see what I'm supposed to do. So it's like a one-stop shopping in the palm of your hand kind of app.
All right. Let me open this up to the panel now.
Lieberman Live, the panel.
We're going to get back to all of the privacy issues in a moment, but I want to talk Boston with the panel first. It's a day of remembrance and hope. The New York Times also reporting that the suspect, the living suspect in the Boston bombing, who's awaiting a November trial on charges that he helped plan it, is in extreme solitary confinement, which was approved by the U.S. Attorney General. I want to start with you, Melrose Larry Green. Do you think it's appropriate that the suspect is in this kind of confinement leading up to his trial?
Oh, not only is it appropriate, I think he should be killed. And as punishment, he should be made to listen to IMIS and Askissio for the rest of his life.
Speech impediment man, do you think increased security for this year's Boston Marathon will be effective?
Yeah, I think they need a lot more security. They're letting too many people into this country. Security is beginning to be a joke around here.
Melrose Larry Green, I want to read you something from Celeste Corcoran, Corcoran. She lost both legs in the marathon attack, and she plans to be at the finish line on April 21st to, quote, claim back this space. What will it take to claim back the space? A race without any violence?
Well, listen, I think that there are so many crazy people in this country that these things are going to happen. They're going to happen again. My heart goes out to Celeste and to Jeff Bauman. I think that this guy should be dropped in a vat of acid, this guy, whatever his name is. I can't even pronounce his fucking name.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it on this program. I don't want to. On this day, this day when we honor the victims, I'm purposely not saying his name. Go ahead.
But I say Boston Strong. Howard went to school at Boston University. Steve Brandano is from the Boston area. I lived in Cambridge and Alston when I went to Brandeis. God bless the runners in the Boston Marathon, and I hope it's a very peaceful event, and God bless the city of Boston.
I want to get back to data breaches now. A Pew Research study shows 18% of online adults have had important personal information stolen, such as their social security number, credit card, or bank account information. 21% said they had an email or social networking account compromised. Scott, let me start with you. Have you ever actually had any of your information breached?
You know, I've been very lucky, and I'll tell you why. I do very little stuff online. You know, unlike a lot of people, I don't do my banking. I don't pay credit card bills online. I don't do that kind of stuff, so I'm less, you know, susceptible to it. But the fact of the matter is, I'm probably the exception. Most Americans, particularly those with access to computers or, you know, smartphones, do a lot of stuff online. And the fact of the matter is that you got to be careful about it.
Melrose, have you ever had any of your information compromised?
No, I agree with Scott. I actually wait online in the bank. I wait online in the post office, and I never order anything except if it's porno over the internet. I like porno.
Speech impediment man, two California lawmakers have introduced a bill that would make the retailers responsible for customers' financial losses after a business data breach. Of course, it's in response to Target and Neiman Marcus, as we alluded to earlier. Do you believe, well, let me put it this way, who do you think should be responsible? Should the retailers be responsible?
Well, yeah, I think the retailers should be responsible. This whole thing is about money. If you charge the retailers and money's coming out of their pocket, then they're going to make security on their system tighter.
I have 15 seconds for everybody. I want to start with you, Scott Vernick. Kentucky becoming the 47th state to actually establish a data breach reporting standard, which requires companies to notify consumers about breaches. The short question is, why don't all 50 states have this? I mean, why are there three states that don't?
You know, John, sometimes you ask a question that can't be answered. Look, you know, I think every state wants to have it and every state should have it. Some states have been sort of a little late to the party, probably wanting to see how those statutes work in other states. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, at this point, the legal landscape is pretty clear whether your state has a law or not. If you're a business operating in that state, or if your business impacts, you know, residents of that state, you're going to take action because most businesses are nationwide and they're going to make some kind of notification if it's appropriate under the circumstances.
Speech impediment man, 10 seconds. How will you protect your personal information online moving forward?
I try not to buy anything online. I don't trust anyone. I don't give out my number to anyone.
Melrose, Larry Green, how concerned are you about this Heartbleed bug?
Heartbleed blog. Happy Passover to Howard and to John Lieberman and to Ratso and Don Buchwald.
I want to thank my absolutely terrific panel, Scott Vernick, partner at the law firm of Fox Rothschild. It was the debut on our Whack Pack panel of Melrose, Larry Green, and of course, Speech Impediment Man. Thanks to you all.
Lieberman's last word.
In my last word segment, this is what it sounded like 1 year ago when this program went on the air shortly after the bombs exploded in Boston. And we come to you this evening with extremely disturbing breaking news from the city of Boston. We don't yet know how many casualties there are after two bombs exploded at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Call it what you will, but the definition of terrorism is the systematic use of terror And what happened today in our city of Boston, make no mistake about it, whether it was a homegrown terrorist or an international terrorist, this was an act of terror. And this act of terror was meant to instill fear in this entire country. And unfortunately, that's what it has done. Here we are 1 year later. It did instill fear, lots of it, just like 9/11. But just like 9/11, our country came together. In some ways, we've already gotten justice. In some ways, we're still searching for justice. But we did get stronger, and we did get more resilient. And yes, they scared us, but they did not win. They cannot win. For if they win, we lose. If they win, whether it's an international terrorist or a homegrown terrorist or a radical kid or a hateful man in his 70s, if they win, we lose. We lose our freedom. God bless the people of Boston and the people of the United States. Despite all of our shortfallings, we are still the greatest country in the world, and freedom beats terror. Freedom beats fear every time. On the next Lieberman Live, should self-defense be taught in schools? We will debate it with an expert and our Whack Pack panel. You can follow me on Twitter at Reporter John, at Reporter J-O-N. I'll be at the New York Public Library in Manhattan Wednesday evening at 6:30 for a book signing. Come by and say hello. For now, stay safe. Good night. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and stay strong, Boston. Good night.